Biker Bob rides with an odd assortment of outlaws. He's got a Honda he's tricked out to sound like a Harley, meaning he's got a glass-packed muffler you can hear from Tyee's store to my shack, a ferocious rumble that belies the pussycat bike he can barely keep running. I had a bike once, a beat-up 350 ready for the scrap heap, but scary enough to give me nightmares of highway wrecks, skidding sideways down on gravel and blacktop, legs scraped to raw meat, my football helmet exploding plastic into my brain pan. You want a ride, Biker Bob will tell you. You need a death wish. I didn't have one, so shortly after I got my street license, I sold it. $100. Cheap life insurance is how I figured it, even if I paid someone to take the suicide ride off my hands. That was 40 years ago, and I'm still alive with two legs and a semi-functioning brain. Bob's a good guy, at least when you're one-on-one with him. You get around his outlaw pals, his loyalty is with the pack. If things go bad, and they invariably do with this crowd, he doesn't recognize friendship when the dogs go hunting the weak and infirm. This is not good news when you realize you've become the prey. I try very hard not to antagonize the pack, but there are lines you cross without recognizing them until it's too late. I don't see Bob much these days. He had a cabin I helped build up in the foothills, sold his Harley to help his lady out, a woman who was a school bus driving friend of mine from the city days. Bob kept a little dirt bike at the time for off-road fun, but one night he took it down to the local watering hole off Highway 9. Stayed a few too long, then hit the highway late. No lights or license, just a dark run for home. The county sheriff did a U-turn when they passed each other at 50 miles an hour. Hit the bubbles, but Bob didn't see much sense in pulling over and, as he explained later, thought maybe he could outrun the deputy. Yeah, he said, I was pretty drunk. A mile before the road to Bob's cabin, the deputy could see he wasn't going to pull over, so he did what most county cops would do under the circumstances. He rode up alongside the little dirt bike and came into Bob's lane. Bob hit the shoulder, lost control, and sailed over a ditch and into a field where he crashed and burned. Being drunk as a skunk, he survived without much damage, spent a night in the Bellingham jail, and came home a couple days later. For a few weeks, anyway, Biker Bob was bikeless. Too bad he couldn't stay that way.